Here on the Mighty 690, hopefully the rest of your Friday goes well. I'm Evan Farbach.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you, and we have online from Topeka, we have Representative Jim Kelly. Mr. Kelly, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing good. Nice, cool day, but it's sunny, so maybe we're in for a good weekend, I hope.
Yeah, it's actually supposed to be really pleasant this weekend. Tomorrow it's actually supposed to be around 56 degrees, so which
that's
is
not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad in February in Kansas. That is very sure. It's cold right now, though. It's 16 degrees right now, so it's a little bitter out there right now. But it'll get better later on today.
Yeah, I think it's 12 degrees in Topeka, and then the 50-something will feel good. Earlier this week, it was 2 degrees in the morning when we went out. So a nice, more spring-like weekend would be pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. It's 56 Saturday, 50 on Sunday. So pretty pleasant for this time of year, and especially on the weekend. So that's going to be really, really good. Mr. Kelly, was talking to you off air, and you said not many things have been done right now, because right now the Medicaid expansion is kind of grinding everything else to a halt. So can you go ahead and talk about what is going on with the Medicaid expansion right now?
Well, Medicaid expansion truly has ground everything to not a complete halt, but it's at a snail's crawl. And yesterday, a Senate committee probably took a step that could end up killing much hope of it this year. I mean, I'm afraid. I mean, there's always maneuvers that can be taken to try to get it up, but the committee put some amendments on it, and then they failed to send it out. And if it doesn't hit the floor in the Senate, there's some ways they could pull it out of committee, but according to what I've read, it doesn't look like there's enough votes to do that. So there'll probably be, we've got basically really just Monday through Thursday of next week, and that's kind of the first part of the session, what they call turnaround, where all bills pass in both houses go to the other house. And so in the paper this morning, here it indicated the governor was not going to what they call bless the bill or let it move it to a committee that doesn't have a deadline and then bring it back. It said she would not do that. So if it's not blessed, it will take some type of maneuver to do something with it. So it's pretty much ground, it's ground everything to a stance. I have the committee that I chair is pensions and financial institutions, and we meet 2 days a week. And one of the committees that I'm on and have been on for my entire time here is health. And health meets 4 to 5 days a week, and my pensions committee has actually met more than the health committee has met this year. So and a lot of it to do that the Senate president has said that she won't accept any bills from the House until, she was a leader on the constitutional amendment. And it failed in the House, and she wasn't going to do anything with any House bills until that was resolved. And so we've had some bills, but very few. And they, are ready to go to the Senate, but they're not, she's not going to do anything with them. So it's kind of a stalemate.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Things just not moving as quickly as they usually are. And like I was telling you off air, I was talking to Mr. Goddard last week, and he said basically that he was just in committee all last week, that there was not really a big, there was no debate on anything, that it was just committees pretty much all last week. So it's, is that pretty much how it's been this week as well?
Well, we've had, we actually have had a couple days that we've had some bills on the floor, not too many. We had, we were scheduled to have on Tuesday 7 bills, and we got through just 3 of them because there was a lot of debate on some of those. And then the next day we went through the ones that we had not done the day before, and then yesterday we went through I think 3 or 4 bills, and there was debate on those, and so most all of those were passed. So the thing is, they've got to get approval from the Senate before they would ever go to the governor. So there has been, on the House side, there has been some debate, and there have been some bills that have come out of the House. And next week, I think we'll have Monday is the last day for most committees to meet. And and then we'll spend the next days, like Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, working bills on the floor. And I think there will be, there'll be a number that have come out in the House that will come up, but the real mystery will be, if they come out, will the Senate do anything with them? And I don't think the Senate has an abundance of bills that will come over to us. Like my Financial Institutions Committee, I only know of maybe one bill that has the possibility of coming over. So much different than previous years.
That is for sure. So that is what is going on with right now with in Topeka. There's a few other things you wanted to talk about, including some workforce programs.
Yeah, there were a couple of workforce programs that are kind of around in the works. One of them is a bill that it's kind of for that would allow an internship program or so for high school students in business and industry, and it provides some liability protection for the business around the kind of around the work comp, or if there was an injury, it provides some business, so businesses will be more apt to take maybe a 16 or 17 18 year old student into a plant environment and let there be an internship program for, learning job-related skills and maybe growing some a step to help industries kind of get some connection with the students graduating from high schools, and maybe have a time later on that they would want to come back and work for them. So that's one, and I think that's got some good possibilities if it can make it all the way through. And the other one is called the Kansas Promise Scholarship Program, and it is a program to provide scholarships for students to be able to attend post-secondary educational institutions, community colleges, technical centers, around Kansas. It's for Kansas students, and to get like a AA degree or a 2-year certificate, and then it would require them to stay in Kansas for I think right now it's set at 2 years, and then also do some public service, up to 1,000 hours of public service. And it combines with Pell Grants and other financial aid opportunities, but it's got a possibility too. And the thing that it's aimed for is to, one, it's aimed at Kansas students to give them some job skill training, provide some scholarship to do that, and then try to get them to stay. They have to stay in Kansas at least 2 years, and so hopefully they will, if they go through a technical program at Coffeyville Community College and they stay in Coffeyville working for a local industry for a couple years after that, The hope is that they will decide to stay in Montgomery County or to stay inside the state of Kansas at least and not export the skills that they've obtained into another state. So I think that's got some promise, too. But that one passed the House yesterday. That was one of the bills that we did yesterday. So it would have to get to the Senate and work its way through the Senate, which would happen the week after next. It could start there if anything is going to move, and that's the question.
And that's a great bill that you guys passed over there in the House. Instead of people getting the education, then leaving the area, try to keep them here in Southeast Kansas. So that would be a great bill you guys passed on that workforce programs. And then there's another bill that you wanted to talk about was where you can request to pay property taxes like in installments.
Right, and that's another one that actually was requested by the cities, a number of the cities in Montgomery County, that they wanted to look for ways. If you noticed that, some weeks ago, the delinquent tax listing was published in the paper, and I think it took up 8 or 10 pages. And so they were looking for ways to make the payment of property taxes maybe a little easier. The amount doesn't change, but right now you have two payments, one due December 20th and one due May the 10th. And looking at with this is if it would get through and would be that an individual would be allowed to, at a county's option, so with 105 counties in Kansas, 50 of them could decide they would want to do it and 55 would decide they wouldn't. But it'd be an option that they could work out an installment-type payment arrangement with the county treasurer and pay those taxes in smaller increments rather than having it come due on those two dates. And one of them being 5 days before Christmas. And so property tax is always, the amount of it is always a big discussion item. And this doesn't do anything with the amount because generally the amounts are set in the cities, the school districts, the other taxing districts within a county. But this would make it maybe a little easier to pay. So we had a hearing on it yesterday. We're going to look at it a little bit more on Monday for options, and then just see what happens. But I think the cities were looking for a way that could it be easier for residents to pay the property tax if they could break it down rather than having to come up with it all in two payments, and one of them right before Christmas. And so what will happen or not, but just looking for ways to, improve the collection so there's not so many. I think the city of Caney said they were dealing with like an 8% delinquency rate, and for a small community, that's a fair amount of tax that's not coming in. And, of course, they use that to handle their budget. So we'll see. Fred Gress from Caney was up yesterday to testify on it. And then on a little different subject, but with the Montgomery County connection, the Rural Opportunity Zone program is going to sunset or end January 1 of 2021. And the Department of Commerce is looking at how to maybe tweak it some or replace it with another program, but I introduced a bill to extend it for 2 years just in case the Department of Commerce does not get it, their tweaks in or the revisions in by January 1 of 2021, because Montgomery County is a big utilizer of the Rural Opportunity Zone program, to try to attract residents who come to work in the county, to live in the county. I think we've had 125 applications for it. And so this would be extended for two more years to keep it in place. And Tricia Purdon is going to come up on Monday and testify on that, because she, in her recruitment work, utilizes that a lot, and they don't want to see it just end with nothing to replace it if that's what's going to happen. So we're going to see how that goes on Monday.
And, of course, that is Tricia Purdon with the Montgomery County Montgomery County Action Council. Try to say that three times fast, or as we just called around here, MAC. It's a little bit easier to say. So, those are some great bills that are being brought up, including the property tax one. And that one, basically, what you guys are trying to do with that one, you're trying to make it where there'll be more payments that way, that it's smaller amounts, correct? Where it's
correct.
not as hard having two big ones and several smaller ones instead.
Yeah, and so they. Maybe make it a little easier. The way that the statute is written now, that a county treasurer can take partial payments or on partial payments or regular smaller payments on delinquent property tax, but the statute does not say they can do that on property tax that is currently due or coming due. So this is to make it where that would be a possibility. It'd be the county's option to do it, but it would provide an option there for the counties that wanted to do that, that they could also set up some type of payment plan for an individual that is has paid their property taxes, is not delinquent, but it would be beneficial to them to make it in some smaller payments, quarterly payments or whatever, four times a year rather than two, or whatever would work out. But the counties, the county treasurer of the counties would have the option to be able to do that if they chose. In some counties where there maybe is not the same issue, would it have to do it? Some would want to, like I said. So it's just it'd be another tool out there to maybe help cut down some of the delinquency that we've had. So we'll see what happens with it. It was, like I said, proposed by the group of the cities in Montgomery County, and so we're running it up the flagpole and see what happens.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Mr. Kelly, I appreciate you for coming on today and talking about all the bills that you guys have been putting through, and also helping out Montgomery County quite a bit with some bills that you're presenting in front of the full House. And so we appreciate all of your help that you're doing up there.
Well, thanks. And I tell you, it's always nice to see folks from Montgomery County stop in and stop to visit, just like Fred Gress, the city administrator in Caney, up yesterday, Tricia from MAC up on Monday, and other people that have dropped in. I always encourage them to come and see me if they're in Topeka.
And we will definitely do that. And again, thank you very much for coming on today. I know that you're always really, really busy, but we appreciate you taking a little time out of your day to visit with us.
Well, thanks very much. I always enjoy visiting with you, and I look forward to it in March.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kelly. I hope you have a fantastic day.
I hope you do, too, and a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Representative Jim Kelly. He's up in Topeka and helping pass some bills up there, as you heard about. We'll have the full interview on our website, kggfradio.com. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll have some Fox News at the top of the hour.
With an inventory of 8,627 LED